Earlier today, I had something that I was like, oh, this will be a great opener to the pod, and now I can't remember it.
What are we supposed to do with that?
I'm sorry.
Can you go back to that place mentally and emotionally?
I wish I could. Because it was almost something I was going to text you, and then I said, save it.
All the time we do that, though, where we were just sitting, we're just being girls, and then it's, this would be great material. And honestly, I think that it's yet again proof that we need our own TV show.
And I'm going to say this for once and for all. CBS.
Freeform.
Fox.
Anyone.
Netflix.
Please.
Cousin Time, the TV show, would go crazy.
It would go so crazy. And like the thing is that it's true, it would. You know what I mean?
I've already written the episodes in my head. Think like Broad City but hip.
Didn't you try to actually write it? And then you said it, then it was like starting off as like, she woke up in her bed.
No, that's how I start if I try to write like a book. Mm. But like, I actually haven't tried to put pen to paper for the TV show, but I've got all the episodes in my head.
Yeah, and they're good. We just need a writer, a producer, money.
In our TV show, are we going to be ourselves?
Yeah, I'm playing me.
Okay.
Right?
I wasn't sure if you were going to cast like hotter, funnier versions of us.
Okay, bold of you to say that we're not hot or funny.
I never said
than
that.
Anyone else.
Oh, okay. That I did say. I don't know what's worse. Like, I think that's worse. Like,
arguably,
you know, do you ever watch a movie and it's based on a true story and then at the end they put the pictures and you're like, oh,
yeah, I do. And can
they
you
upgraded
if
you?
That was us.
I know, we can't have people, we have to fix people uglier than us, uglier and duller, but not so much that the show is flop.
Might I just say, we do it ourselves.
I can't act.
Because, well, you're not, we wouldn't be acting.
Well, I'd be playing my, but I'd have lines. It'd be scripted.
No, I think it's fully unscripted. I think what I want is I want jury duty style, where they come up in here, they film us 24/7, and then they take what works.
It's like a reality.
Reality, but
keeping
not.
Up with the cousins.
Keeping up with the cousins, yeah. Because what's the saying? What's the saying for, like, if nobody else can do it, you gotta just do it yourself?
I don't know, but I love how you phrased it.
There's something.
If the shoe fits, wear it.
No, god damn it.
If you dream it, you can do it.
No, it's something about, I don't, it'll come to me, or someone else will know. A listener, perhaps.
Welcome back to Cousin Time. Cameron
and Jessica
are college friends turned post-grad roommates, learning to navigate the world. Join us as we reminisce on our childhoods, rationalize our Sunday scaries, and ruminate on what it would mean to really take a hold of this American democracy.
Just grab it by the throat.
Yeah. So in our fantasy, mm-hmm. we are Mrs. and Mrs. President, co-presidents.
Well, what we're going to be doing today is we are going to be building our presidential cabinet as co-presidents. Because why have one first woman president when you can have two?
Mm-hmm. And like in this world, we temporarily abstain from the role of vice president because you've already got two girls. So you've like, we've got a grip on things.
Yeah, we've got this under control as co-presidents of the America Club, Club America.
But that's not to say we don't need a little help.
Every girl needs help. And it's so brave to know when it's time to ask for help.
Mm-hmm. And we know that we could use advice in certain mm-hmm. areas, mm-hmm. like the 15 most popular.
Plus a few bonus positions we've added. And so what we have corroborated is we've each created our own dream cabinetry for the nation, but we have to come to a consensus.
Yeah, so you're basically sitting in on the first presidential meeting, and you're going to hear how we problem solve, how we talk, how we compromise.
History is being made in this room right now, and you are lucky enough to witness it.
Yes. All right, Madam President, let's begin. So, Vice President, each other. Duh! Who do you nominate for the Secretary of State?
I nominate Bruce Springsteen as the Secretary of State.
That's a really good one. I nominated, taking into consideration the Secretary of State handles foreign affairs, Mr. Worldwide.
That's it! That's the money! Oh, that's a good
because
one.
Because he's got his finger on the pulse.
No, it has to be Mr. Worldwide. My perspective was like, who better to represent America than Mr. America?
No, because he was born in the USA.
Right. Like, there's no better representation of democracy than mm-hmm. Bruce Springsteen, mm-hmm. but there's no better representation of world peace than Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah. Okay, so Bruce, I'd love to employ him elsewhere, though.
I bet he could fit in somewhere. Yeah. We can crunch the numbers.
Bruce, we haven't given up on you. Okay, for Secretary of the Treasury, I put Oprah. I feel like she's really made an enterprise out of her name. Mm-hmm. Who did you put?
I put Martha Stewart.
It's very similar.
Because I think that we need someone who has learned from her monetary mistakes, done the time for the crime, and has come back better than ever.
I think, yeah, that's a true riches to rags to riches story. Yeah, she'd be an incredible Secretary of the Treasury.
Secretary of Defense, I would like to offer up, and this would be similar to us as co-presidents. They would be working together in this position to defend our good nation, and that is the Duck Dynasty brothers.
Yeah, we're going to have to keep them. I put Alyssa Nair, the goalie for the U.S. Women's National Team, because rock solid defense. Mm-hmm. But I love the Duck Dynasty bros.
Locking them in. Hey, boys, give us a call.
Give us... How do you duck call?
I was doing duck noise. You were doing the duck call.
Yeah. So, looks like one of us has watched the show. I had one friend in middle school who every time I went over to her house, her mom was watching Duck Dynasty.
She had a crush.
She probably did. The Attorney General, I put Elle Woods. I feel like it's the only option.
I put Kim K.
The real life Elle Woods.
Because I was exclusively working with real characters. Ooh. I was staying far away from fiction.
I have a fair bit of fictional characters.
Okay, since we're bringing fiction into the mix, then I think we have to stick with Elle Woods.
Let's stick with Elle Woods.
Locking in Elle Woods. Sorry, Kim K. You're too controversial.
Secretary of the Interior.
I would like to put on the table Ty Pennington of Extreme Home Makeover.
And I'd like to put on the table Bobby Burke of Queer Eye. Love that we took this in the same direction.
He's on my list too, though.
For housing and urban development. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, okay. Well, then let's put Ty Pennington for interior, because I have a feeling that I think I'm going to want Bobby Burke for housing more than the person I put.
I had such a crush on Ty Pennington.
This is not the first time this has come up on the pod, and I'm trying to remember when it first did.
Those frosted tips, my God.
Made you tingle?
I remember... Because it was, I think I've maybe told this story before. I remember Extreme Home Makeover being like the one TV show that my family would all watch. Because we had like two, no, that was an exaggeration. We had like 13 channels on the TV. And ABC was one of them. And it was a Tuesday night, 8 p.m., we'd be sat watching our Extreme Home Makeover.
Such good family bonding.
Yeah. And at the time, our home was being renovated. So I was like, ugh, if only.
I felt like real life, real stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Next up, Secretary of Agriculture. Who's going to take care of the land?
Mm-hmm. Mine might be a bit of a stretch, but I feel like both his hard skills are versatile and his soft skills are going to carry him. I present to you Robert Irwin. And I know what you're saying. He's not American.
Literally, I don't think he's eligible.
We're not eligible either.
Valid.
We're too young.
Valid.
But I think Robert Irwin, though he's Australian, nobody is more American than that man. His knowledge of animals and the land, his respect for it, I think would take us far as a nation.
In a similar vein, I would like to propose Jeffree Star.
And what's his resume?
Well, Jeffree Star quit the life of a mogul MUA to open up a llama farm.
I didn't know that about him.
But I think we should probably lock in Robert Irwin. He's got a bit more of the boots on the ground experience,
boots
I fear.
On the ground, and I would say a better rapport with the public.
Arguably speaking, yeah.
Sometimes it is about outward image.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for Secretary of Commerce, who did you put?
Secretary of Commerce... I might have to do a last-minute switcheroo, because originally I put Abby Lee Miller because she knows how to run an empire, but I think that I want to switch it out to Prince Topher.
Oh.
Because I just feel like Prince Topher of Cinderella live-action musical, he has a bit of tactical experience running a nation.
Mm-hmm. Running an economy.
Exactly. And I feel like for the commerce, arguably important, I just think you would know how to guide us as a nation.
Mm-hmm. I really... this is... Now I'm torn.
What do you have?
Because I have brought Barbara Corcoran, however you say her last name, from Shark Tank. She's one of the sharks. Because she's the lady who quit her waitressing job, borrowed $1,000, and now is a millionaire.
She's really got the tactical experience, and she's a real person.
But...
the problem with having a two-person co-president situation, voting is impossible.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's what I think we do.
Okay.
I think... Wait, who did you put in?
Prince Topher.
Oh, yes, Prince Topher. I think we have Prince Topher as, like...
I think a consultant?
A consultant for Barbara. Or maybe Barbara's his consultant because he can be more of, like, the face, the energy, the personality, and she can be the brains. Because let's face it.
He does have a face.
He's got the beauty and she's got the brains. She's got beauty, too. But
honestly, if we're co-presidents, why can't there be a co-secretary of commerce?
That's so true. Okay, let's have them both. Both. And Prince Topher.
I think they'd look great together as well.
And I really think they'd have, like, I think they'd have the mother-son energy that is going to pound on the door of the heart of every American.
It's what we're trying to bring back to this good nation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Department of Labor. Who did you have out here trying to protect our hardworking Americans?
I have Greta Thunberg.
That's good. She's also not American, but we made the exception for Robert.
I think that she could rally the people. Mm-hmm. I think that if we introduced her to the concept of unionizing... game over.
I don't know that we'd have to introduce her to that. Something tells me Greta might be familiar with unionizing.
And I think that our American laborers would be so thankful.
Yeah. I put Barbie because she's had every job, so she gets what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
But in an effort to stay real and to be realistic, I say we put Greta.
And I think her heart will be inspired by Barbie. Secretary of Health and Human Services.
I put Valerie Schaefer,
I
aka
know who it is.
Yes, you do. The author of The Care and Keeping of You.
Done and dusted. No questions.
Because she told me everything I need to know about health and human services.
Yeah, it's her.
Yeah. Who it's did her. You put though?
I put Dr. Miami.
I'm gonna have to give this one to Miss Schaefer.
Yeah. All right, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. This is where Bobby comes in for me,
mm-hmm.
because I think that he would just have a passion. A drive for urban housing.
Yeah. I have to give that one to Bobby because, well, I wanted him in the cabinet anyways. I put Emma Chamberlain because I love her house.
Mm.
But Bobby can see what each individual American wants and yes. make it a reality. He's yes. all about the American dream, the American people, the beating heart of our nation.
He's a people's person.
Emma, I just liked your style.
Right.
Sure. So let's put Bobby Burke.
Yeah. All right. Secretary of Energy.
Oh, we skipped transportation.
Oh, okay. Should we say it on three?
Lightning McQueen.
Wow. I personally went with Pete Buttigieg.
So I put him elsewhere in the comment, even though I know that that's his actual role.
I said we should at least have one person, one tenured person.
Well, yeah, and I put him in a different cabinet.
Okay, he's growing.
Yeah, because he's expanding his repertoire. I think Lightning McQueen, there's no one better for the job.
I'm just wondering, like, where are we going to put him spatially in the cabinet room?
I feel like the taxpayers' dollars will find a way.
Who plays
Maybe
him?
Build a garage. Owen Wilson.
Okay, yeah, it works. Owen Wilson, I think it's Lightning McQueen as lived through Owen Wilson.
Because he already brought that dream to life.
Yeah.
He created the life that yeah. is Lightning McQueen. So yeah. he can continue to carry on his legacy.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So Lightning McQueen.
As transportation.
Owen Wilson.
That's the vessel.
Yes. The medium.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Secretary of Energy.
Who'd you put?
The Energizer Bunny.
Woo! We got a lot of fictional bitches up in this cabinet. This is a cabinet of imagination. This is a cabinet of delusion.
Because bring back imagination to KG4.
Yeah, literally, this is what we've been trying to do for ages for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I put JoJo Siwa.
Because yes, I'm picturing her.
Like, she is actually the Energizer.
She is the Energizer Bunny. So it's kind of, it's a co-cabinet, but it's also like one body, one soul. Similar to the co-presidency.
Also to Lightning McQueen and Owen Wilson.
Yes.
A vessel for another.
Yes. Okay. The Secretary of Education.
I put myself.
So you're already serving. I wanted to put myself for one of these roles, but I held off.
Okay, well, I didn't.
Because you're going to be so busy as co-president.
Yeah, but it's let us not forget, co-president. We can all have our passion projects. Mine is going to be being the Secretary of Education. Yours can be, I don't know, hopscotching.
I was going to have my passion project. If we're putting ourselves into the cabinet, I'm going to be the chief of staff.
I almost put you for chief of staff. Chief of staff was the last one that I was doing. I was so stuck on the chief of staff because I was like, the only person who can be the chief of staff is actually my cousin.
Yeah, I'd be literally, this is, I'm dead serious. This is my public announcement that I'm running for. Do you run for that?
I think you're actually.
I will. I'll run. I'll jump. I'll leap.
I think you're actually selected.
Joe. Please, I know you've only got like 9 more months of presidency, potentially.
Let's hope that there's more to follow.
But please, I'd be better than whoever you've got. Mm. Well, for the Department of Education, I put Miss Frizzle.
All right. All right. But again,
you can advise her to advise you, because if there's ever a day where it's like we really need all hands on deck in the Oval Office, Miss Frizzle's going to have to take over the education system.
And but because the thing is, one thing about her, she's flighty.
She's flighty, but like in the it, when she needs to be
for the quest of education.
Yeah,
for the better good.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I think that together we'd rebuild public education mm-hmm. in the United States
for sure.
Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
This is where I put Pete Buttigieg because he's a veteran. So I feel like it's the next logical step in his career.
He has served every day of his life.
And as?
I personally focused on the affairs part of this and put Bill Clinton.
So I think we're going to kind of need to split this role. We're going to have a 2-door cabinet and we're going to have the veterans and the affairs.
Yes.
And it's going to be Pete and Bill.
Yes.
The Secretary of Homeland Security. Now, for listeners, if you're curious as to what this is, because we were confused, it's honestly a hodgepodge of a role. It's protecting the cyberspace. Mm-hmm. It's also securing the homeland. Mm-hmm. And it's like processing immigration.
It's a lot going on.
So it needs to be like somebody who can wear many hats.
And I've got just the girl for the job, Trisha Paytas.
That's good. I put Mr. Mosby.
That's also good.
Because I feel like if he can run the Tipton,
right,
he can secure our homeland.
Right.
But Trisha Paytas,
I just feel like she's got experience in everything. And she's also very well versed in the cyberspace.
My only hesitation with Trisha Paytas is processing immigration.
Mm.
She's not known to be, how do I put this? She's sometimes a little bit off color.
Off color, off putting. That could be true.
And I'm worried we would really regress in our immigration policies.
So you gotta throw Mr. Mosby in there.
I think his progressive spirit, his open heart,
mm-hmm.
and his willingness to become a father figure to any and all would propel our nation.
And let's get him in there. Mr. Mosby, you're hired.
What's his first name? Phil?
Ted. No,
Phil's the actor, Phil Lewis.
Is it Ted Mosby?
Is it Ted?
Where did I make up Ted Mosby?
I've never heard Ted, but I also have never heard his first name.
I think it was simply Mr. Mosby.
I think his first name, Mr. I'm going to Google that later. What was his first name? That's crazy. Okay, Chief of Staff. So will you tell the people what the Chief of Staff is?
Yeah. So the Chief of Staff, based on my understanding through my favorite televised program, West Wing, is the baddest bitch in the room, the president's number one, the top dog,
mm-hmm.
really just like the Jack or Jill of all trades.
Mm-hmm.
This person is in charge of being in all of the president's meetings, running things for the president, stopping, putting out fires before they get to the president. So this person has to be just like on the money.
And this is where I wanted to put myself, because I'll say it, I'd be a better chief of staff than I ever would be a president. Mm-hmm. I know my strengths. I'm not the number one leader. I'm a really great wingman.
Yes. Yes.
I'm a great vice. I'm a great assistant, mm-hmm. but I'm not cut out to be the face of a nation. But since I have been given the privilege and the honor of serving our people as president,
yeah.
I'm going to submit Jill Duggar. Because
that's a crazy,
right? Isn't she a great crazy. One?
I think mine's better.
Who?
Tree Payne.
Girl, how do you know that? I'm actually so impressed. I've done such a good job.
I know things.
You know Tree Payne.
I know Tree Payne.
How do you know Tree Payne?
Well, first I wrote Taylor's PR girl, and then I Googled.
Okay. Never mind. I have work to do.
It was on the tip of
so.
My tongue, though. I know it. I know it.
Yeah. No, Tree Payne is because she's put out some fires. Yeah. Tree Payne, you're so right.
That one was a buzzer. A buzzer move.
Yeah.
Because I was stuck on you for so long.
But if not me, Tree Payne. It's an honor.
Yeah.
And then when Tree Payne steps into the chief of staff, I'll step into Taylor Swift's PR girl.
Sure. Okay. And co-president?
Girl.
I guess if one I can thing be about secretary me is I've of got, education, you can be.
I've got great time management skills.
You can do that. Yeah. Press secretary.
Press secretary. So you explain this to me as the person who, like, in the morning is like, here's what's going on today to the press. Mm-hmm. Tells everyone, get ready for the president's.
The president's not coming in. It's literally just it's the daily rundown. The president does not enter that room.
So they're
this person has to be eloquent. They have mm-hmm. to be well-spoken. They have to be able to think on the fly and put together. They have to be able to spin anything.
Yeah. I put down two people because okay. I feel like they both have strengths in different areas of this role.
Sure.
One, Michael Barbaro. He is... If you don't know, he's the host of the NPR podcast, The Daily. Oh. I listen to this every morning. It's just the rundown of current events.
Yeah.
And I think he's literally already doing that, basically. Sure. And then my second choice is Sue Sylvester. I'm worried about the eloquency, but I do think she could silence that room.
Because she did, what's that show?
How Sue Sees It.
How Sue Sees It. I went in a different direction, and I went with Lin-Manuel Miranda.
The president's in the cabinet today. Was that a really good impression?
I'm speechless.
Thank you.
Because, yeah, I feel like he's got the political awareness to know what's going on. And he's got the eloquence and the way with the words.
Mm-hmm.
To
and be he's able captivating.
To spin anything. The press wouldn't even question the things he says because he'd be rapping so fast.
Yeah, Lynn, we got to lock that in.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the last one, the communications director. This is the person who writes the president's speech. So I was thinking about who's the best writer I know.
And who'd you go with?
Taylor Swift.
I went with, what's her name? Hanya.
I almost put Hanya, but then I thought, no. Then I thought, absolutely not. Because I don't want a depressed America.
I think that we should maybe do a co on this one as well. Because I think that Hanya can write our sad speeches. And Taylor can write our uplifting speeches.
Yeah. Taylor and Hanya. So if you listened 2 weeks ago, we were continuing our book club. And Jess is now fully understands the ups, the downs, the throws, and the fills
and
of
also,
a little life.
Can I just say I'm loving our book club. We need too. To do this more often.
I know. Finally, we found a book we both like.
Well, and I think we're going to go through all of her, what's the word? Not discography.
Her catalog.
Yeah.
Her anthology.
Yeah. We're going to tear up her anthology.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just to give us a rundown of our cabinet, do you want to give me some, like, do, 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 do,
yeah.
maybe?
Do,
do, do, President. Do, do, Jessica Austin. Do, Jessica. Do, 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 do. Co-president. Cameron. Secretary of State. Mr. Worldwide. Secretary of Treasury, Martha Stewart. Secretary of Defense, Duck Dynasty Brothers. Attorney General, Elle Woods. Secretary of the Interior, Ty Pennington. Agriculture, Robert Irwin. Secretary of Commerce, co-chairs, Barbara Cochran and Prince Topher. Secretary of Labor, Greta Thunberg. Secretary of Health and Human Services, Valerie Schaefer. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Bobby Burke. Secretary of Transportation, Lightning McQueen. Secretary of Energy, the Energizer Bunny, and JoJo Siwa. Secretary of Education, Miss Frizzle. Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Pete Buttigieg and Bill Clinton. Secretary of Homeland Security, Mr. Mosby. Chief of Staff, Tree Payne. Press Secretary, Lin-Manuel Miranda. And the Communications Directors, Taylor Swift and Hanya.
Yeah.
And that's a killer cabinet. There's not been a cabinet so strong since 2014 when Taylor had her girl gang in their 4th of July party.
You're welcome, world. You're welcome.
So when are we eligible to run for president? I think you have to be 35. So like
10 years.
2036 is when we'll run.
2036. Cousins, take the ballot.
Cousins, take the ballot. Please vote for us. We're starting our campaign early. This is how bad we want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With that being said.
Slays and dismays.
I can go first.
Go.
My slay and my dismay is the exact same thing, and it's this goddamn book.
Yeah.
A Little Life. For those who have read it, I'm sorry. And for those who haven't, I'm also sorry. I'm
sorrier.
Like, I think about these characters nonstop. I can think of maybe like one other time that I've had such like a visceral reaction to a book. And before it was like one of my fantasy books, so it's not realistic per se, but it's killer material. But this is like so realistic that it hurts my soul. Like hurts me on a soul level.
Because they became real people to me.
Yes.
Like I was thinking about them all the time.
And I'm at a point in the book right now where I am so worried. I'm so worried. I'm heartbroken. I'm confused. I'm feeling betrayed. And like I have to know what happens.
Yeah. Do you remember when I read it for the first time and I was telling you how all the reviews were like, I had to sleep with this book in my bed for a month after I finished it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get it now?
I fear I do. Because like the book is the only tangible thing that I have that's a window into my best friend's lives.
Yeah.
So I've never felt like sentimental about the object of a book before. Yes. But like I get it.
And my book is like torn and tear stained. But I like love it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it shows our connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
My dismay. I don't know if I have one.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like I've had like a killer week, but right. Like there's just been nothing that's like.
I was going to say that's such a brave thing for you to say in your luteal phase.
I don't know. I think I really have just got an op. Oh, here's a dismay. My potential new therapist stood me up today. We were supposed to have like a consultation call at 3:30 and then they never called me. And then I did get an email like an hour later saying, so sorry, can we reschedule? So.
I don't like that energy.
Yeah.
Did you talk about on here the shit incident?
No.
Are you brave enough to?
I'll give a slight which I don't know if I should do the whole storytelling, but basically
I think it's a dismay to last a lifetime.
Yeah. This was a big dismay 1 week. And it was I for my job I go into assisted living facilities a lot. And I went into one facility, like clockwork. And there's always a certain individual there. It's not a patient I see, but it is a patient that is there and often will kind of get in my personal space. and I have learned to just like roll with the punches. I always acknowledge them.
Because you're a professional.
I say, hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, babe.
This person, I would say that their expressive and receptive language is minimal.
Mm-hmm.
And they will often touch me a lot and it's really hard to redirect them. And so I will just often like grab their hand, move it off, give them a high five or handshake instead. This particular day I had done all that. They were still touching me, but all I needed to do was get my patient and take her back to her bedroom. Skedaddle so I kind of had my back to the touchy-feely patient, my face to my patient, getting ready to wheel her around that corner, and the touchy-feely patient is stroking my arm up and down.
Which honestly is so friendly. Like, it's just a what's the word? Expression.
Yeah, she's saying hello. Hey, girl. And she often does it. It's not something I'm unfamiliar with. It was a little wet, mm-hmm. which had my brow raised, but this lady does often have her hand inside her mouth. So I was thinking, it's saliva.
We all have it.
I'm washable, that kind of thing. But then I say, what's that smell? What's that smell? And I look down at my arm, and it is covered in what can only be described as diarrhea. Mm-hmm. And dear listener, however much diarrhea you are picturing is on my arm, I want you to take that and I want you to double it or perhaps triple it.
Yeah.
The velocity and speed at which this woman was able to get diarrhea from her pants to my arm was astounding.
Impressive.
And I said, oh my goodness, this is quite a pickle.
Right.
And so I quickly ran down the hallway with my patient, wheeling her like we were in the Kentucky Derby, and put her in her room, ran to that bathroom, because here's the thing, I was wearing short sleeves.
Thank God.
Yeah, because I was like, ugh, short sleeves, it's on my bare skin. But if it was on clothes and I was far from home, I literally don't know what I would have done. I think I would have cut my shirt off to make it a short sleeve.
Been naked.
Yeah. And washed that thing 8 times. Went back. Luckily, the bathroom had Bath and Body Works spray, so I did get to spritz it up, which was definitely, that might be my slay, because that saved me that day. So this is just a word to the wise. I don't know what my advice is. My advice is...
always smell your surroundings.
Stay vigilant and carry Bath and Body Works spray with you, because you never know when somebody will manually place their diarrhea on you.
Amen, sister.
So anyways, I guess that's my dismay, my retroactive dismay. My slay? My slay is my blackberries. I'm actually about to go get another package or two because they're so delicious.
I'm so happy for you. Blackberries are delicious.
They're so good. And I had been on such a sumo orange kick that's the only fruit I think I've had for about 2 months.
Yeah.
And I started to be like, okay, I need to diversify.
I think I'm on my last pack for a while.
And also, like, they're slightly kind of starting to go out of season. So I said, let me get some blackberries and I might have to swing by the store and pick up some more packs.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Well, this day and every day, we are proud to have the opportunity, the platform, and the pedestal to speak to the American people and international listeners. We see you.
We see you. We hear you. We love you.
And we hope that with Mr. Worldwide in our cabinet, we can really continue to connect with you.
And we'll be visiting you soon. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
We're doing a press tour.
We are doing a press tour this summer. Reach out if you want to host us.
We're going international.
Yeah. Bye. XOXO.